I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So we've got a lot to talk about this hour, including this Pistons ticket thing. So they're restricting who can buy tickets through Ticketmaster for their playoff games. You got to be in Michigan, Ontario, you know, Ohio, the general region around where the Pistons play basketball. And this is seen as a newer thing to help protect fans in the area from invaders, right? From Knicks fans coming in and buying up all the seats. I first really saw this when the Wings were in the playoffs. So, you know, it's been a minute. When the Wings would play down in Florida, the Tampa Bay Lightning would say, we don't want to be invaded by Red Wing fans, so we're going to restrict who can buy these seats. And I thought at the time, that's incredibly weak. It's an indictment of your fan base that you have to geofence and protect your fan base. So to be consistent, John, I think this is weak from the Pistons. If we've got the fan base to buy the tickets and you believe in Detroit basketball, you just let everybody buy them. But if you have some concerns that your fan base won't show up, then you got to put up the geo fence to keep the Knicks out.
Or it's just you want to give your fans first dibs.
It comes from a good place, but it sends the message that you don't believe your fan base will support you.
I don't really buy into that. I understand where you're coming from, And I guess in some small part I agree, but I also want to just say that this is, to me, I took this as we want to give our fans first dibs. We want to make sure that we lock it in for our fans because we do have a good fan base.
Why do it then? This isn't standard. Again, it happens.
Again, so I just said to give your fans first dibs.
It's kind of a silly gesture because it's not like Knicks fans aren't allowed in the arena or can't buy them on the secondary market.
No. And there are what, 10 different ways to get around.
You pick your app of choice.
Yeah. And if they've limited Ticketmaster, then all of a sudden you go with the next best available, which, you know, I mean, there's 8-9 different ticket apps that you could use that aren't going to have the geofence.
Right. How did you guys take this? Stick it up for us or embarrassing that you have to? Embarrassing might feel like a harsh word. I don't like it. I think it looks weak to do this.
I don't buy it. No, I don't. I think you're just reading too far into it. Okay. That's where I kind of draw the line of, yeah, you could read a lot of different things into this. I just read it as giving our fans the first dibs. And when we do sell out, what they do with it at that point is it's theirs.
Because I just remember being on the other side of this, playing a team with a weaker fan base and thinking, come on, buddy.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
What's like, good, you know,
if the shoe is on the other foot.
Yeah, if you can't, if that's what you're going to think about somebody else doing it, then
I gotta be fair.
You got to be locked into having that same opinion.
Like if another team did this and said, you know, we're not going to let Lions fans buy up our playoff tickets.
Do you think there's
Well, how about you let the market decide, buddy boy? And if the Lions fans want to take over your stadium, that's an indictment on your fan base. You know what I'm saying? Like if the Lions play a road playoff game and you geo-fenced in so the Lions fans can't get in, you'd look at that other fan base and you'd call them soft. You look at that organization and say that's weak.
That, again, that's not how I see it. I also see it as you know, the Lions fans have been proven to travel, no matter if it's San Francisco, it's L.A., it's Indianapolis. If you want to try and give yourselves as much of a home field advantage as possible, home court advantage as possible, then this is a move that you make. And it is to support your fans, not we don't believe in our fans.
Let's get the phones. Will in Detroit. How did you see it? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I was just calling, you know, about the ticket thing. It's not something that I particularly support, but I can understand it in the fact that, you know, everybody isn't in this economic climate. Everybody may not have the money to buy the ticket right then. So I think it gives Detroiters a chance to possibly say, okay, I get paid next week. I'll grab my tickets then and not have, you know, a bunch of New York fans that may be able to buy the tickets right away, buy the tickets and get them, not because we don't support our team. Actually, we do support our team so much that maybe some of us should be staying home, but we're going to spend that money from that next check to actually go support our team. So in that realm, I have no problem.
I think it's a great point.
Help save a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, support your fan base.
Yeah, let me give me a chance to save up the money so I can actually buy the ticket and go support my team.
Will, do you think we'll be taken over by Knicks fans without this?
To be honest, I don't think so. I think that some of them will travel, but I don't think we'll really be taken over by them. But I understand the gesture from the team to say we're going to give our fans every opportunity to get those tickets first. And then whatever happens after that, so be it.
Like, I wouldn't think we would be, which is why I was a little surprised by this, because it's been how many years since we've had a Pistons playoff game, and how many years since you thought the Pistons could win the playoff game you would be attending, right? Because they were swept three straight playoff appearances. The last time you went to a Pistons playoff game and thought, we can win this game, was 17 years ago. I would imagine fans are going to be all over the pre-sale that they already did, and the tickets themselves. We don't even know what
you
day
think there's
it is.
Some pent-up emotion.
I would think so, to where I'd say, I don't need to restrict buyers. There's going to be more than enough demand from the fans themselves here, chomping at the bit, jumping in line to get a seat for that game.
Right, which is why I have no problem with the geofence at that point, because especially if you believe that, hey, you're going to have a fan base that wants to fill the arena, then you want to maximize that opportunity for your fans. Because it's a little bit different. I know you compared it to Lions fans, but, you know, NFL stadiums are typically, 50, 60, or bigger.
Yeah.
And so when you're talking about an arena that doesn't hold, that holds not even half as much, you have a large fan base that you want them to have first dibs on getting in that stadium.
People are hearing this as an attack on the Pistons, and what I'm telling you is you got to think about it big picture. If the Colts said we're not going to let Lions fans buy tickets,
then they'd have an empty stadium.
Well, they may have an empty stadium, but our response would be that's soft from the Colts. And what I'm saying is if you take your Detroit glasses off, and I told you the Pistons are trying to block out the outsiders, we'd say that's soft.
Has an NFL fan base ever done this?
I don't know. I don't believe so. How would you feel?
But you're talking about apples to oranges. You're bringing up an example of a hockey arena.
Sure.
Where, again, it's a smaller venue, and you want to maximize the opportunity for your fans to be able to purchase those tickets.
When the Tampa Bay Lightning tried to keep Red Wing fans out, it said, boy, your market's not a hockey market. You guys don't care about hockey. You're afraid of being overrun.
Did they still sell out?
10 years ago? Yeah, I'm sure the seats were filled. But what did it say? Was it a weak move or not?
If you geofence and you don't sell out, now
that's
you have a weak fan base.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Some ticket texters. They want to know if Spike Lee's going to be at LCA. I'm sure he'll get through the geofence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This one says, God forbid.
Yeah, get right underneath it.
Yes, John, he is a shorter man. God forbid teams want their stadium full of their fans. Now, I get where they're coming from. I just don't think it looks particularly strong. Texter says, it is weak by the Pistons. We're a great basketball city. It would be fun if the Knicks fans came and tried to win. We get to laugh at them. Dorian in Detroit. I look at the restricted tickets as more confidence that they will sell locally for the home team. No need the outsiders. Brian on the ticket text. Your fans don't all live in your city. Come on, guys. What about Pistons fans who've moved? Scott in Kentucky. It's going to be a little harder, but again, this is a flimsy fence at best. This is a fence with holes in it. You're still going to be able to buy outside of market. Knicks fans, yeah, if they're going to be here, are going to be here, right? And Pistons fans from out of state are going to be here if they're going to be here. You can buy, pick your app of choice, yes, and find your way
there
through.
There will be Knicks fans in the building.
What else we got? Ticket Texter says, you don't have to worry about us buying playoff tickets. Signed, Iserbots. It also helps combat this. We've seen some of this. Combat bots and scalpers. People who are just trying to buy it right away and then flip it once demand really...
the market.
Yeah. I get that side of things. I do get that side of things. That's the best argument to do it to me. Let's get to Chad in Rochester Hills. Chad, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Well, I just want to say, so I was at the Pistons game Thursday against the Knicks, and there were a lot of Knicks fans there, like quite a few, a lot of their jerseys. And even when the Pistons were down by double digits and they were trying to get chance going for the Knicks, trying to stick it to the home team, the Pistons fans there, they just roared right back, wouldn't let it have it, had their own chance going. The Pistons, it didn't seem to faze them anyway. They just rallied back. That's the thing about this Pistons team. It doesn't seem like they could be down by 40. And until that final buzzer goes, they're still playing. They still think they're in it. So I don't think no matter how many Knicks fans they get in that stadium, they're not taking it over.
Pistons fans are proud fans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the ones who have supported this team, who have been jumping on board, because we've done these conversations on the show. Are you buying in? Are you buying in? And some of you have been bought in, and those people feel really good about this team.
Yeah, and again, I don't have any question that this game's going to sell out.
No.
That this game is going to be loaded with Pistons fans, and there are going to be Pistons fans inside that fence that aren't going to get tickets, that want tickets.
My point is, if there was no geofence at all, I still believe in the fan base. I still believe that to be the case. So why put up the fence anyway? Why make it look...
To give your fans the best opportunity to be there.
First text, Costa, shut up. You're not listening to John. It's to let our fans buy tickets. We have plenty of fans to fill the place.
Yeah. And they should have first dibs.
You only give them first dibs if you feel they need a boost.
I disagree.
I think it sends the message we need to give our fan base a boost.
Only to individuals like you.
No, because if you ask Lions fans, if a team tried to limit you from taking over, you'd say their fans needed a booster seat.
Has that ever happened?
If it did, what would you say? Be
Again,
consistent. Don't just do the Detroit glasses.
I'm not. NFL teams don't do this because they have large stadiums.
And they have big fan bases, and there's some question as to the Pistons fan base.
I don't think there's any questions. There's only questions in your mind about the Pistons fan base.
There's questions that the team put a geofence. There are questions. They don't want
Again,
other fans to buy the tickets.
Again, a question in your mind that you made up.
I'm not the only person who pointed this out. It was a headline on every paper in the city that they're doing this. They do it.
Okay, it's a headline that they're doing it. And was the follow-up, if you read the article, was it, oh, well, we have a weak fan base and we can't sell our tickets?
Oh, they're never going to publicly say that. They're going to, spin it as you. We want to help. We want to boost up our fans and give them a chance to compete with Knick fans, because otherwise we'd be lagging behind Knick fans. That's why you do it. You don't have to agree with it or disagree with it. It's why you do it.
You do it so that you can give your loyal fan base first dibs.
That's the spin.
Call it whatever. My spin, and then your spin.
Mine is regardless of market. My opinion doesn't change whether it's the Lions, Pistons, Red Wings.
My opinion is not changing either.
If a team did this in the NFL, you would say it's fine.
They ever done it?
Ticket Texture says the Rams did it a couple years ago. I can't fact check it, John, but if the Rams did it a couple years ago, was it soft? Was it weak for them to protect their fans? Did it say something about Rams fans, though? Did it say something about the fans out there? I think it did.
No problem with it.
Okay. I get it. We don't want to upset the locals.
I'm not doing this to upset or not upset the locals. I'm doing it because this is my opinion.
Okay. And I'm giving you my opinion, how I see it.
Right.
Okay. Ticket Texture says, you know what's weak in all this? Having a catio.
I agree.
Another says, you know, it's weak is going to the national title game, sitting in your seats and crying as another team celebrates. There were no tears in my eyes. I want that stricken from the record.
No. Well, we wouldn't be able to see it because everyone else was standing up blocking you while they were cheering and you were arms crossed being grumpy.
They should put tariffs on people who buy tickets outside the state. That's from Don in D.C. Now you're talking.
Jesus.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.